But see that straight flush and raise us whatever it is that beats a straight flush. Is that,
well,
should I not be using gambling metaphors?
Well, yeah.
Why not? What are we going to hear?
We'll hear from an acetate, but it's a 45 RPM acetate on the ART label. It's like a little...
ART?
Yeah, ART acetate type label, if there was such a thing. It is the Six Trumpets. The Six Trumpets, who did quite a bit for Nashboro, and they work with Maggie Ingram. And but this is a unreleased... unissued acetate on the 45. If you can stand the pops and the sizzles and the frying bacon, then it's a great cut.
You have to have the grease to get the cooking done. Yeah.
You heard about your mother, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so Six Trumpets, a renowned great gospel group from the late 50s and through the 60s, but this is something that was never released since we got this off of eBay, actually.
You're the man. And you brought it here.
Yes, sir.
And that's Jason Rosenberg. I'm Kevin. Kevin Nutt. We're going to listen to the Six Trumpets. We don't have a title for the song, right?
I'll send it to you later. Okay.
The Six Trumpets singing for us here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Good way to end it.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
That's a good way to end it. On the ART record label, an acetate from 1962, the Six Trumpets, it recorded a bunch of sides for Nashboro, but this, right?
It's just an odd acetate that I found, and if you can stand the frying bacon on there, sound, and
Gotta have the grease.
What would it be like without that sound? Yeah. But it's a pretty rough acetate, but it is an acetate, metal acetate, but it's a 45. They're kind of hard to find. So,
our guest this evening has, this has been so much fun. I wish we could do this every week.
Amen.
So, I mean, I don't know what to say. Just sitting around listening to records and listening to records, gospel records, here on Sinner's Crossroads that we've never played before. And most of these, I mean, I would be willing to bet that none of these have been played on the radio before anywhere. But now they'll be on the archives, thanks, courtesy of Jason Rosenberg. Jason Rosenberg's wonderful gospel series, Wax Wonders, raregospel.com. Check it out. And you know, as my father used to say, reach around down in there and get you one. And,
I appreciate it. And it's been great being in Montgomery.
Man.
We're going to have to leave town, but...
have a safe trip.
It's been great being in this fair city.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes. Jason Rosenberg on Sinner's Crossroads. My name is Kevin. Stay tuned for more wonderful secular programming on WFMU. And, you know, the clock on the wall gets around and the week gets around. Stay tuned. If you leave FMU on long enough, Sinner's Crossroads will pop back up again. And so stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.
Whoa!
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide WFMU.org. That was Sinner's Crossroads. Singles Going Steady Week continues with Dave the Spaz and yet more whacked out Hillbilly 45. Stick around.
said, you look like you're mighty sick, and a doctor you should call. I said, don't worry about my man, I ain't sick, I'm from Georgia, that's all. Yeah, I'm from Georgia, that's all. No education at all. Don't put me down, cause I'm an overall, since I'm from Georgia, that's all. I walked into this radio station, try to get my record spent. Well, the DJ said, it's gonna be a flop, and that's the way it went. Well, he said, you look like you're mighty sick, and a doctor you should call. I said, don't worry about me, man, I ain't sick, I'm from Georgia, that's all. Yeah, I'm from Georgia, that's all. No education at all. Don't put me down, cause I'm an overalls, cause I'm from Georgia, that's all. Street one day when a blind came in sight. I said, hey, look at here, honey, how about me just taking you out tonight? Well, she said, you look like you're mighty sick, and a doctor you should call. I said, don't worry about me, honey, I ain't sick, I'm from Georgia, that's all. Yeah, I'm from Georgia, that's all. No education at all. Don't put me down, cause I'm an overalls, cause I'm from Georgia, that's all. Yeah, I'm from Georgia, that's all. No education at all. Don't put me down, cause I'm an overall. Cause I'm from Georgia, that's all.
You know, I think we should play a little music for the nice people listening to it.
Miles to Memphis, Tennessee. How in the am I gonna make it there by three? You better move over when you hear this diesel beller. I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cop dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, fog climbing, wind jamming, late running, gear busting sort of a feller. A pretty little waitress at a truck stop in Birmingham. Dim. But I'm running way behind, and that throws a monkey wrench in our plans. It's really gonna break her heart when I have to tell her. Next trip, baby. I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cock dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, fog timing, wind jamming, late running, gear busting sort of a feller. Sightseer holding me up half an hour. He's poking along with 280 horsepower. Yeah, you better move over when you hear this diesel feller. Cause I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cock dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, fog timing, wind jamming, late running, gear busting sort of feller. That blame first. I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cup dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jack knifing, fog timing, wind jamming, late running, possum squashing, furry stating, four banging, roads running, boat smelling, fist biting, tailgating, cup dodging, line crossing, coffee.
Finally got to the top of the world. And it blew right up in his face.
He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had nine wives. Oh, I'd in every state from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride. He'd kiss a different one goodbye each morning. Then he would be on his way with a little pleasure along Highway 80. It took him 9 days to cross the USA. Sometimes he was a little confused, walking around like he was in a fog. He couldn't remember their names, so he wrote them all down in his log. He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had nine wives. Oh, I never stayed from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride.
Thank you. one day it had to happen. He ran off the mountainside. They looked at his log and they found 9 women had to be notified. The women, they came with all their children. Each one said, yeah, that's my fault. The women, they finally agreed. They were just widows-in-law. Now that the funeral is over, his belongings he were divided up. You ought to have seen those little women cutting up that old diesel truck. He was a truck-driving man. This cat, he had 9 wives. A wife in every state from Carolina to California. And he took all the women for a ride. And he took all the women for a ride.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time. You can't sing. You may as well face the fact you cannot sing. You ain't gonna never be no star. I mean, I wish you'd give it up now. I mean, they're gonna kill you. They're gonna tear your heart out if you keep on. They're gonna walk on your soul, girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you can't sing. Do you understand that?
The fella on the hee-haw show.
I'm working hard and I'm mowing the yard, shocking fodder and stacking hay, sawing logs and a-slopping the hogs and putting tobacco away, scrubbing and a-mopping and a lot of wood chopping. But I ain't about to fuss. I gotta clean out a thicket and then I'll buy me a ticket on a Greyhound bus.
I fell in love with the fella on the hee-haw show.
I'll bet he's a swinger, a real humdinger, and I want him so. He sure is funny, he makes a lot of money on the radio. If he ain't already taken, then he'd better start a-shaking.
The fella on the hee-haw show.
Some brand new duds. I'm gonna polish my shoes till they shine like new. If and I can scrape off all that mud, I gotta patch my hose and powder my nose and buy a ribbon for my hair. I wrote him a letter. He knows he'd better meet me when I get there. Pa sure is frantic and he never saw me romantic. Got a tote shotgun. Till we wed. He says them guitar pickers are a bunch of city slickers, and if they get fresh, the fella full of lead. I ain't been to no big city, but they picture sure pretty, and I know I'll be right at home. Cause I never think of leaving my old coon dog grieving, so I'm taking him along. A real humdinger, and I want him so. He sure is funny, he makes a lot of money on the radio. If he ain't already taken, then he'd better start a-shaking.
The fella on the hee-haw show.
Fixed for goose.
Loaded.
Well, then hit me, man.
You've caught me on your hook just like a fish. You've got the kind of bait I can't resist. I really fell for your line, now I'm sinking fast. Before you leave, give me my drinking glass. 'Cause now I'm drinking like a fish, so pop another cork and I'll start making waves in the wine. Just point my lips in the direction of the bottle. I'm drinking like a fish and losing my mind. I've done my share of fishing in my day. The worm has turned, now it's my turn to pay. I'll have a whale of a heartache when the wine rolls in. You'll hear me wailing when the tears begin. 'Cause now I'm drinking like a fish, so pop another cork and I'll start making waves in the wine. I just point my lips in the direction of the bottle. I'm drinking like a fish and losing my mind.
David! David!
Ow!
Wait,
more orange.
Hello?
How do you feel? Don't ask.
Hey! Who the hell took my makeup?
Monkey alert!
No!
Monkey
alert!
Hey, it's WFMU. Good to be back here in the studio. Let me tell you something. Music to spaz by, a really special music to spaz by right over here at FMU. Special guest, Greg Germani from Decatur, Georgia. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, there you are over there. Hold on, let's get... Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, fine. We're good now, right? We're okay?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Wow. Greg, swinging, man. We got some country and hillbilly 45s, and I'm holding you to that blurb that we put on the website over here of what we're going to hit tonight.
Well, we're going to hit a lot of knuckleheaded fun.
Yeah. A whole bunch of drunken odes to orphan children, murderers, skid row, hippies, winos, suicide, women's lib, truck driving, hillbillies. Hillbillies in the White House, we'll get to that momentarily. Monkeys, of course, odes to Sheriff Buford Pusser. I went to his museum 20 years ago down there.
Adamsville, Tennessee, baby.
Yeah, yeah, boy, that was some kind of drive. High school dropout, hillbilly millionaires, junkies, pro-Vietnam songs, midgets, LSD, train rides to hell, Billy Beer, Satan, go-go dancing, young ladies in the hot pants, and a whole lot more. Wow. And this is all going to happen within the next two and something hours, huh?
Swear to God.
Yeah? Okay.
I double-checked it, man. Everything is accounted for.
You checked and you double-checked. Well, what was this last thing that we heard over here? Now, by the way, this is part of Singles Going Steady All 45s Week, and all 45s right here, of course.
That's right. I toted these things up here from Decatur today on an airplane, all these 45s, carried them on the plane so as not to lose them.
That's right. Didn't check them or anything. You just held on to them tightly in your seat, you know.
That's right. Everybody around
me. They got their own seat with the seatbelt, you know.
Everybody around me on the plane was like, what the hell's this guy's problem?
Yeah, yeah.
The most recently heard song.
Yes.
Drinking Like a Fish.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Louisiana 45 by a fella named Johnny Koontz. Drinking Like a Fish.
Drinking Like a Fish. Yeah, that's a good one.
In front of that,
mm-hmm.
Lois Williams with a Starday 45 called I Fell in Love with a Feller on the Hee Haw Show.
Any word yet on which one? Big fat guy?
I would like to think
Junior Samples, maybe?
Being a guy from Georgia, I would like to think it was Junior Samples who came from Cumming, Georgia.
Really?
He did. Yeah, he was a local guy.
Where was he the night that a string bean was made into little string bean bits?
His whereabouts were accounted for.
Okay, good. As long as we're settled on that. Before that, Jim Nesbitt, right?
That's right. That was a very cherished truck driving song called Truck Driving Cat with Nine Wives.
I get it.
Recorded for the chart label.
Mm-hmm. And did it chart?
You know what? I believe it did.
Really?
Hey, before that, though, was yet another truck driving favorite, Bobby Braddock, a guy who has a bigger history as a songwriter than he does as a recording artist.
Hmm, what did he write?
He wrote scads of stuff, but most famously, he wrote George Jones. He wrote "He Stopped Loving Her Today."
No, that's the guy?
No, I'm sorry. He wrote "She Thinks I Still Care."
Oh, well, that no. Dickie Lee wrote that. Did he write it with Braddock? Because Dickie Lee from Sun Records, you know, that Patches, that guy. Well, we'll get back to that, I guess. I don't want to correct you on Mike, geez.
He wrote "She Thinks I Still Care."
Really?
And in fact, he did a book signing. He came through Atlanta. And all I wanted to talk about was his great truck driving song called "Gear Bustin' Sort of a Feller," which we heard tonight, which I love. And I think it's a tremendous song, but he thought it was a throwaway. You like that? Really?
No, that's a good one.
Gear busting sort of a feller. Bobby Braddock.
That is good, right? So he did co-write that with Dickie Lee. I'm pretty sure.
Wait, which are you talking about? Gear busting sort of a feller?
Oh, no. She thinks I still care.
He co-wrote that with Dickie Lee.
Okay, fine. But Gear Bustin', he did All by His Lonesome.
Right, and I talked to him about both of those songs, and he was a wonderful guy. He wrote a book about his years growing up on the country music scene around Florida, and I recommend it.
Oh, okay, what's it called?
Down in Urbandale, which is where he grew up in Florida.
Look for it. What did we hear before that? We started off with a 45, a country 45.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
We heard a song that is more or less the story of my life. I'm from Georgia, that's all. Not really the story of my life, but sort of. The story of tonight's adventures or misadventures.
Yeah, yeah. And who did that one?
Oh, that was Denny Peltier. Peltier.
Yeah. It's kind of cosmopolitan there.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay, I think that takes care of truck driving. I'm checking that off my list. Okay. And drinking like a fish. I'm checking that off. What do we got up next? Where are we going with this?
We can check off another one of your categories. We can check off Hillbillies in the White House, because this is a song called Hillbilly in the White House by a dude named Jeff Raymond.
Here's Hillbilly in the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States. Now, if I am elected your next president, they'd be hellacious changes in this here government. No more fancy double talk, and no crooks, and no more greed. A hillbilly in the White House is what this country needs. We'd all drive a pickup with brand new CBs, and I'd bring back on your all-night TV. Fried chicken every Sunday, the Constitution would read. A hillbilly in the White House is what this country needs. And I'd make all beer a quarter to celebrate 200 years. Make the taverns all stay open, have the freaks all cut their hair. Monday, if I was your president, that all men are equal would be self-evident. Now if you got a question, just crank up that old CB. My handle is the White Horse, my 1020's Tennessee. I'd make all beer a quarter to celebrate taverns all stay open and have the freaks all cut their hair. And I'd make Nashville the capital of the whole U.S. of A. With good old country music for them DJs to play. And I'd put Porter in Portugal and Dolly off in Spain. A hillbilly in the
you, my friends. I know that we are waiting with great anticipation for Kid Rock and the other entertainment, so I will be, I'll be very brief.
They've got the country record spinning, yeah, they're picking and a grinning. Why, it's even gone to college, so I hear. If it keeps a getting bigger, the way I've got it figured, we just might have a guitar picking president next year. I can almost hear it now when we pick the wildflower and Congress sings a good old country song. Khrushchev wouldn't be so bad, Lord, he wouldn't get so mad if they'd let him bring his better life along. Hit, and I can sell enough of it, and I can round me up just a little help. I just make a speech or two and show 'em what country folks can do. And I just might run for president myself.
I can almost hear it now when we pick the wildwood flower and Congress sings a good old country song.
Khrushchev wouldn't be so bad, and he wouldn't so mad if they'd let him bring his better life along. Do you believe, do you believe, do you believe, do you believe? They've got the country record spinning, they're picking and a grinning. Why, it's even gone to college, so I hear. If it keeps getting bigger the way I've got it figured, we just might have a guitar picking president next year. We just might have a guitar picking president next year.
You know, I hope I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I'm sure something will pop in my head here.
President, I know you're a busy man, but I thought I'd write this letter so you'll know just where I stand. A lot of folks don't agree with you, but I don't think they're right. 'Cause I've been taught when it comes to freedom, it's everybody's fight. My dad served in World War II with a lot of other men. He agrees with you about Vietnam, and I agree with him. I guess every boy would like to be president, and I used to think I would. But if I had to take the things you do, well, I don't think I could. I've seen kids on television carrying signs up and down the street. I'll bet they'd gladly stay in school if their folks would warm their seat. They're just doing it to get attention while they pretend to care. But there's people who always want the best but aren't willing to do their share. Mr. President, I'm glad that I'm an American. I'm proud our country's free. So if there's anything I can do to help, you can always count on me. Well, it's a little past my bedtime. So before Mom turns out the light, I'll close and say, God bless you, Mr. President. Good night.
Thank you.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we will.
Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. I stopped off one tall cool one on my way home. That must have been about half past five. Half past nine is gone. The telephone rings, yeah, it's for me. She said, where you been, dear? I've been eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Now Billy's brother says, save your resources, don't waste your power. My elbow will be the only thing I'll be working for at least another hour. I'm conserving energy, I'm gonna sit right here. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. I'll be eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer.
Here, now listen, maybe you better leave that bottle alone till we get this thing straightened out, huh?
What was he saying there? Hey, it's WFMU, part of the Singles Going Steady Week. Well, we're always playing 45s around this part of the dial at this time of night. But we got a very special guest here in the studio on the Music Dispense by Greg Germani, a.k.a. Greg G. You might know that name from the WFMU blog. Posts a lot of great things up there over the past year or so. Hey, Greg, we just heard some presidential numbers, right?
It's that time of year, isn't it?
Sure, sure. It's the time of the season for drinking and presidents and Billy's beer. Drinking Billy's beer? Who the hell was that?
Somebody that is probably not very well known to the world at large. Keith Reedy was his name. Keith Reedy with Drinking Billy's Beer.
Hmm.
And we also heard a few other presidential efforts in there. We heard from a little kid, Randy Davis. Dear Mr. President, we heard his letter to the president, President Johnson, as it were,
yeah.
From 1966. Tower Records, that was on the Tower label. And it's always a weird thing when kids go nuts and get all political because you know they're being fed that stuff by their parents.
Or maybe he just really understood the nuttiness that was LBJ. I mean, he got kind of crazy at the end. He grew his hair long and greasy and stuff, right? Wearing his jeans, sitting around, writing letters to Dear Abby. Crazy guy.
Very crazy. And that might wind up on the blog before the election with yet another kid's letter to the president that we won't hear tonight. But those little kids' letters to the president, they kill me. Anyway, also we heard from Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. And Jimmy was speculating that we might have a guitar-picking president next year. So who knows? And then we started off with Jeff Raymond with Hillbilly in the White House.
Wow. You know, that is just, I remember all those books that came out, like How to Speak Like Jimmy Carter. You know, you pronounce Europe, but like Yorp,
Yorp.
Y-O-R-P.
Well, you know, the whole Jeff Raymond thing was, he was all for a Hillbilly in the White House because we would then have fried chicken in in every kitchen. Mm-hmm. We would have Green Acres on TV. Nashville would be the capital of the country. We'd have good country music on the radio. All beer would be a quarter. I'm ready to vote for a hillbilly.
Where is it? Where is this guy?
Let's bring. Why isn't that guy running?
I know, man. We need some of that these days, huh? So it's the all whacked out hillbilly 45's evening right over here, and of course in anticipation of the big record fair. I know you didn't come up here just to do this show. You came up here for the record fair in general and to do the show.
And Debbie D's wedding.
Right, Debbie D's wedding over there on Saturday.
My lovely wife Sue Ellen and I are looking forward to that very much.
I think a lot of people probably are. It's the WFMU Record Fair. I should mention it's at 125 West 18th Street in Manhattan. It's between something and something. 6th and 7th? Yeah, why not? Anyway, so come on down. We'll give you more details later. We got to get back. Got to get back to this hillbilly music. What do you got queued up now?
Let's hear a drinking song. How about?
I don't know about these drinking songs, Greg. Okay, yeah, let's do a drinking song.
That sounds great because that's the way we should go. Don Porter, Hello, Mr.
That's
Bottle.
That's the way I'm going to go. Here it is. Hello, Mr. Bottle.
Hello, Mr. Bottle. Here I am again. Come in your tavern while the lights are low and dim. Set you on my table, take you in my hand, put you to my lips and drink to these blues again. It makes the second time. Now you are the real good friend, so soothe my wounded mind and tell me, Mr. Bottle, what have I done so wrong? Hello, Mr. Bottle. Help me, Mr. Bottle, please help me to forget all the pain she caused me, and don't let me regret. Tell me, Mr. Bottle, what have I done so wrong? Hello, Mr. Bottle. It makes the second time. Now you are the real born friend, source of my weary mind. And tell me, Mr. Bottle, what have I done so wrong? Hello, Mr. Bottle.
Broke a string on that one, but Ernest Jr. is putting one on. I've got his guitar now, so we'll continue on.
Been with friends all day, it's no good, I'm still lonely. Seems that I just can't forget my one and only. So there's just one thing left to do if I intend to sleep tonight. So put the bottle on the bar and let me do it upright. Please put the bottle on the bar where I can pet it, and take my address down before I forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time, 'cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, 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 and I'm alone, so, so alone. and I've got nothing else to lose. So bartender, pass the booze. Oh, buddy, now. The bottle on the bar where I can pet it, and take my address down before I forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time, 'cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, 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 and I'm alone, so, so alone. And I've got nothing else to lose. So bartender, pass the booze. Please bartender, just pass the booze.
Remember, no matter what you hear or what happens, don't let me out.
Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
Her real first name was Betty, but I'd rather just forget it. So I'll call her the first Mrs. Jones. We were married in September, and it lasted till November, when one day she just took off on her own. I followed her to Savannah, then Mobile, and then Atlanta. Every day I begged her, please come home. Pretty soon I started drinking, trying hard to keep from thinking just how much I loved the first Mrs. Jones. It was cold and dark one morning, just before the day was dawning, when I staggered from a tavern to a phone. When she picked up her receiver, I said, "You're gonna come back, or either they're gonna be calling you the late Mrs. Jones." I put a pistol in my jacket, stumbled out and hailed a taxi, told the taxi driver to take me to her home. I remember walking proudly, and everybody said that I yelled out loudly, "Come on out, I'm gonna come in, Mrs. Jones." The next thing I recall was walking through the forest, looking for a place to hide her bones. I dug and dug for hours, and then I planted flowers right on top of the first Mrs. Jones. Did my little story scare you? I can see, 'cause I'm so near you. Little beads of perspiration dot your clothes. Aren't you sorry now that you left me? Really now, don't you want to come go with me? After all, you are the second Mrs. Jones.
You know, folks, that's what I call real country music.
He'll never cheat no more. He's had his fun. Lies. I'm through with his romance and alibis. I know I'll have to pay, but I plan this day by day, and deep inside my heart he plays.
no more.
Stopper every time.
Now, buddy, I'm not one to spread tales around, but I followed your wife and another cowboy to every honky-tonk in town. Now, we've been friends through and then that's the least that I could do. Me and her's been pretty dang close. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. But your wife is cheating on us again. What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. That's the way it's always been. If you don't help me straighten her out, we ain't gonna stay friends. About this, my poor old eyes is a getting sore from pounding on your fist. So let's shake hands and call it quits and go kick in the cowboy's door. We'll show them a thing or two if you'll let me off of this floor. But your wife is cheating on us again. What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. That's the way it's always been. If you don't help me straighten her out, we ain't gonna stay friends. Your old lady is cheating on us again.
Hey, old buddy, let me go with this here scissor rock you got around my neck here. Let's go over there and straighten that fella out, because he's making a fool out of both of us, you know. I got the address over there in that shirt pocket you just ripped off of me. Yeah, as soon as I find the rest of that ear...
Was love among a primitive man fun? You bet it was.
Shoot a darn good night.
Finding a mess like this ought to make anyone frightened.
I'm scared. Maybe it's that time of year. Who knows? Music to Spaz by with Dave the Spaz. Special guest in the studio, Greg Germani.
Hey,
don't scare me like that. Bringing a whole bunch of hillbilly 45s. The Willis Brothers, huh?
Boy, I love the Willis Brothers. They were so much better known for their truck driving, but they cut a bunch of great honky-tonkers that did not necessarily pertain to truck driving. Bottom line is, the Willis Brothers are great. Go see them if they come to your town.
Go see them? What are you talking about?
Okay, they're dead, but if they were alive...
I almost believed it because I go to a lot of oldies shows.
Dave,
Willis Brothers.
Dave, if they were alive, your time would be well spent going to see them.
Well, I'm going to see. I'm going to dig them up and see what happens.
Do it.
Wayne Kemp before that. Wayne Kemp.
We heard Wayne Kemp's one of the all-time great country music song titles, Your Wife is Cheating on Us Again.
And that's a title that's a song that lives up to the title.
Definitely. That was a 45 he cut for the Mercury label in about 1975.
Yeah. Could I just take this opportunity to ask you what you thought of that Hank Jr. version of Family Tradition? Did you see that on YouTube?
No, I didn't see it.
He changed the words to Palin, McCain Tradition.
I didn't see that, but...
He staggers around the stage. It's great. Oh, God.
This is not in the script. You are supposed to stick to the script.
I don't love him any less or more. It's Bo Sivas. Oh, my gosh.
I'm docking your pay, damn it.
It's so good because at a certain point he starts singing Family Tradition because he gets caught up in the moment.
I try to avoid Hank Jr. I know he did some
really?
I know he did some good things, but by and large, I do not see the appeal. Although, you know what? He did some really good stuff where he was kind of...
Rocking like, my shoe? You don't like rocking my shoe?
Kind of like he was doing what's the stuff that his dad did when he was doing those gospel recitations?
Get drunk and pass out?
No.
Like Luke the Drifter.
He did a bunch of records as Luke the Drifter Jr.
Yes,
and I just bought one of those 45s, and it was pretty damn good.
Really? I never heard that.
So,
any of those. Okay.
So.
Oh, there's more for me to like about Hank Jr.
That is on. That's what I'm looking for at the WFMU Record Fair this weekend. Luke the Drifter Jr. Records. So if you have any.
Get in touch with Greg Germani. You'll see him walking around.
I'm going to find you, damn it.
Yeah. He'll find you, and he's going to take those Luke the Drifter Jr. records off your hands before. The Wayne Kemp number. Who was that? That was some broad over there, huh?
That was Ann Clark with a good murder song, you know? Most country murder songs are about men killing other men or cheating wives.
Mm-hmm.
This was about a woman killing her cheating husband. So that was kind of a nice change of pace.
Something new has been added.
Ann Clark, He'll Never Cheat No More.
That was a good song.
And let's see, we heard from...
Bill Anderson.
Bill.
Wow, is that the best song ever.
Man. One of my favorites,
Bill
Anderson.
That's a heck of a number. You know, because I gave up on that. I had that 45 for a long time. I only got halfway through it.
Wow.
And then you listen to the whole thing, and you're like, oh, this is the best 45 ever recorded.
It's pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bill Anderson singing about killing his first wife and threatening to kill his second wife. The name of the song was The First Mrs. Jones.
Did he do well with that? Do you think that got any airplay or anything?
I don't know. Not only did he cut it, I'm not sure if it was a hit or not, but not only did he cut it, but it was on Porter Wagoner's album, The Cold Hard Facts of Life. So, those who love that kind of creepy stuff, salute Bill for that.
And who doesn't?
We salute Bill for that effort, don't we?
Yes. Bill Anderson, we salute you. Oh, Ernest Tubb, Texas Troubadour. He gets a lot of airplay on this show.
I know, and that's why I made it a point to bring Ernest Tubbs Past the Booze.
Here you go.
A great 45 he cut for the Decca label.
He was on Decca a whole lot of years there.
Many, many years.
Well, he would still be on Decca.
Decades even.
Yeah. And we started off with Hugh Porter. Hello, Mr. Bottle. Hello.
I love those hardcore drinking songs, and that was a good example.
Talking to his bottle, you know, just like, I guess that was George Jones' last good song, was Yabba Dabba Doo, The King Is Gone, and So Are You, where he's talking to the jelly jar.
And
Fred Flintstone and Elvis and all that, you know?
You
can't go wrong talking to a bottle of booze is what we're trying to put across here.
You know what else you can't go wrong doing?
What?
Mocking hippies.
And who's mocking the hippies this time?
Homer and Jethro, Dave.
Here we
your
go.
Favorite.
What's Tonic Hill? That stuff to put on the
hurry up and start the thing. Sick.
One, two, three.
Saw a country cat who wore no hat, no shoes upon his feet. As he walked along, putting everybody on with a pseudo-southern drawl. He bum a dive and then he whined, mercy beaucoup you all. He was a real gone turned on hillbilly hippie, and he flew just like a plane. He could go like a jet when he smoked a cigarette that the hippies call Mary Jane. Well, he called for his pipe and he took a puff. He took off on a trip. Didn't need a train, didn't need a plane. He could sail without a ship. And soon he'd be in Tennessee, Hong Kong, and old Baghdad. He'd take the world around the world and never leave his path. He was a real gone turn. He could go like a jet when he smoked a cigarette that the hippies call Mary Jane.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
I'm gonna grow my hair long, put sandals on my feet. I'm gonna be the newest country raised. I'll sing some happy love songs in country western style, and maybe start a riot on the stage. I'll be on the Grand Ole Opry and music magazines. I'll be number one in all the top 10 picks. When I cut my hippie record in country western style and hit my old guitar a few hot licks, I'm gonna be a country western hippie. I'll set the Grand Ole Opry all the world, cause all those guitar pickers will be wondering whether I'm a boy or a girl. People will be talking about long hair country songs, and all the opera stars will copy me. Roy Acuff and Ernest Tubb with sandals on their feet, and Hank Snow with his hair down to his knees. I'm gonna be a country western hippie. I'll set the Grand Ole Opry all the world, cause all those guitar pickers will be wondering whether I'm a boy or a girl.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Was Christmas time and Santa Claus had come into our town, and all the children goes from town to But Santa's still old Santa Claus, and Santa's here to stay. No, Santa's not a hippie, and Santa's here to stay.
I've got a train to make. That's why this was set up last week. I'm doing Philadelphia. Now, who goofed? I've got to know.
There's a big train rolling through the sky every night. You can't hear the whistle and you can't see the light. The people that's aboard it, they would all get off. But the devil punched their tickets and they know that they're lost. With the big drivers rolling along the Milky Way, the people are crying and they kneel and pray. The devil gives the highball, she's rattling through, rolling toward the gates of hell with cargo and crew. She's rolling through the sky every night. Right. Now if you want to catch that hell train, it ain't hard to do. Just keep right on living with the devil in you. Has a Saturn where she stops for souls. A million billion riders, but she holds a load. A lot of devil porters with their forked tails. That hell train is rolling with no baggage or mail. She pulls up to the sun and hear that whistle scream. The porters dip their finger in that boiling steam. They make the sun burn hotter as the people cry. Then they dump in all their cargo where forever they'll fry. Night. Ooh-wee, the folks aboard have never tried to live right. Now if you want to get that hell train, it ain't hard to do. Just keep right on living with the devil in you.
Tell us what you can, Dave.
A lonely young man on an apartment floor had drank so much he could stand no more. So he fell asleep with a troubled brain and dreamed that he rode a hellbound train. The engine with human blood was damp and the headlight was a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones and the furnace roared with a thousand groans. The tank was filled with lager beer and the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were a mixed up crew, churchmen, atheists, Baptists, and Jews. The rich in satins and the poor in rags, beautiful girls and wrinkled old hags. Black men, yellow, red, and white, all chained together, a fearful sight. The train rushed on at an awful pace, and sulfur fumes burned hands and face. Wilder and wilder the country grew, and faster the engine flew. Loud and terrible thunder crashed, and wider, brighter lightning flashed. Hotter still the air became, till clothes were burned from shrinking frame. Then came a fearful ear-splitting yell, Satan yelled, gents, the next stop's hell. Twas then the passengers shrieked in pain and begged the devil to stop the train. He shrieked and roared and grinned with glee and mocked and laughed at their misery. My friends, you bought your seats on this road and I've got to go through with all of the load. You bullied the weak and you cheated the poor and the starving tramp you've turned from your door. You've laid up gold till your purse is bust and you've given play to your beastly lust. You've mocked at God in your hell-born pride. You've killed and cheated and plundered and lied. You've done
double-crossed me and you swore and you stole. Not a one but has perjured his body and soul. So you paid full fare and I'll carry you through. If there's one, don't be long, I'd like to know who. And here's the time that I ain't no liar. I'll end you all safe in the land of fire. There your flesh will scorch in the flames that roar. You'll sizzle and scorch from the rind of the coal. Then the young man awoke with a thrilling cry. His clothes were wet and his hair stood high. And he prayed as he never until that hour to be saved from hell and the devil's power. His prayers and his vows, they weren't in vain, for he paid no fare on the hellbound train.
What gives with those crazy Ku Kluxers?
They're penitentes.
Yeah, no, but what are they dressed up like that for?
They're doing penance. It means they're sorry for their sins.
They must be awful sorry.
Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Up here.
Oh?
This is a stupid show.
I get that guy said it. I didn't. It's WFMU right over here. The music dispatched by a special whacked out hillbilly edition with special guest in the studio, Greg Germani. Hey, Greg.
Dave, I'm doing my best to keep it stupid.
Oh, boy. On the King record label was that last number over there. What an apt record label. I mean, so many great things came out of King. James Brown and Cowboy Copas.
Hillbilly, R&B, pop, they did almost everything. And there's just tons and tons of great records on that label, and that was one of them. Cowboy Copas, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
He was on the airplane, right? He was one of those guys.
He was one of the three.
With Hawkshaw and Patsy Cline, right?
Patsy Cline and Cowboy Copas. That's right, 1961, wasn't it?
Yeah, that right? was. Yeah. Don't Shake Hands with the Devil, that was a good one. Wow, Marie Robertson before that.
Man, that's a great one out of Memphis on this weird, obscure label. I have two or three 45s on that label. It's the Marble Hill label, and they're all pretty intriguing. And that was Hellbound Train by Marie Roberson.
And that one goes out to all the Baptists, atheists, and Jews out there. I think they're all here in the studio, actually. Wow, that's a heck of a number. What a hit.
And what we played before that was Billy Strange, a Capitol 45 called Hell Train, kind of keeping with the theme. And I don't know how we wound up playing songs about trains going to hell right after all those hippie songs, but that's just the way it worked
out.
Well,
one flows right into the other, huh?
We heard Linda Cassidy, Is Santa Claus a Hippie? on the Nashville Country label. Turns out the answer is no, but I'm not really sure I understand the reasoning. I'm still suspicious.
Hey, everybody has to have a Christmas song. That's hers.
And Also, we heard from Larry Kirby on the Great label, Country Western Hippie. And, of course, we started out with your
favorites. Wait, I know it's a great label, but what's the name of the... Never mind.
Oh,
the Great Record. Jeez. Great Records. Hello. Yeah. And Homer and Jethro.
Your favorites, perhaps, or at least somebody, people that I know you love.
When were you here? About, like, 12 months or so ago? And I asked you, what was the question I asked you? I said, where's the Homer and Jethro box?
Dave, you've been asking that question for longer than that. And
yeah, it's true.
It's a damn good question, and I gotta be honest. I didn't used to pay any attention to their records, and I have come to realize that was a terrible mistake. Those guys are awesome. Everything's not killer, but there's enough killer stuff in their catalog that completely justifies a Bear Family box set. Calling Bear Family, please get with the program.
And I really have a preference for their pre-Chet Atkins stuff, the pre-RCA stuff. I think it's just really just very raw.
Speaking of the pre-RCA stuff, they were on what label? King. We were
King
just talking
Records,
about
of course.
We were just talking about what a great label King is.
Right. Well, except if you have to work for them,
which leads
or
us,
have records released by them, but not so good.
Which of course leads us to our next song.
Right, our next song. So we had an unfortunate incident earlier this week. A great, great talent checked out on us. Rudy Ray Moore, a.k.a. Dolomite. He was down here on the show in 2002. He was sitting in the chair that you're sitting in right now, Greg. Right there. Spinning records for 3 hours. A real class act. Just a genius at what he did.
It's on the Dave the Spaz archives, y'all.
It's in the archives.
Check it out. I did.
You can look it up. And don't have a chance to do, a full-fledged tribute tonight because we're swamped in the middle of, hillbilly heck right here. And next week is the Halloween show. Then 2 weeks because his music is completely perennial. Big Dolomite tribute in 2 weeks. But what we can sneak in here, which fits the format, hillbillies and 45s. It's a song that Rudy Ray Moore wrote for Moon Mullican. And it's 45 on the King record label. It's called I'm Mad With You.
Salt it goes in your bread. Well, you ain't worth the salt it goes in your bread. You lay around sleeping, won't get out of your bed. And it makes me mad with you. Yes, I'm mad with you. You know I'm mad with you. Woman, I'm mad with you. I'm so mad with you. I don't the things you do. Well, it's almost six, you ain't got nothing fixed. Yes, it's almost six, you ain't got nothing fixed. I know that you've been up to your same old tricks. And it makes me mad with you. Yes, I'm mad with you. You know I'm mad with you. Woman, I'm mad with you. I'm so mad with you. I don't like the things you do.
Not planned on seeing you. I was afraid of what I'd do. But pride is strong and here am I. And I just can't let you say goodbye. Please have no fear, you're in no harm, as long as you're here in my arms. But you can't leave, so please don't try. I just can't let you say goodbye. What force behind your evil mind can make your lips speak so unkind to one who loves as much as I? But I just can't let you say goodbye. The flesh around your throat is pale, indented by my fingernails. Please don't scream, please don't cry. I just can't let you say goodbye. Your voice is still, it speaks no more. You'll never hurt me anymore. Death is a friend to love and I, 'cause now you'll never say goodbye.
I want to turn everybody on. Let them find out for themselves about the beauty inside their own minds. If you've never taken the trip, you wouldn't know. You haven't seen it.
Neither did the kid who pulled his eyes out of their sockets to get a better look, or the 15-year-old up in San Jose who went blind from staring at the sun. LSD really opened up a new world for them.
That I lay on is narrow and cold. There's sickness inside me, tears at my soul, and the devil awaits me. He calls me his son, for he knows I'm cornered and too weak to run. For I soon must return to my gutter of thrills, where joy is the needle or a bottle of pills, where a man welcomes misery like an old friend from home that he uses and abuses till the misery is gone. My mind's filled with torture, my body's in pain, but the needle is warm as it sinks in my vein. Just a matter of seconds, then my mind will be free from the coldness and darkness that dominate me. But my freedom is short-lived, and then I'm alone. I must find the
pusher, but my money's all gone. Then the cycle of horror starts over once more. Oh God, let me suffer this misery no more.
LSD opens the door to your mind, permits you to experience the whole of human expression. You live out every experience, no matter how bizarre. You create your own brave new world without ever leaving the comfort of your mind.
Ride the big pony, don't take LSD. Don't smoke marijuana, it's my earnest plea. You're craving a trip, then take my advice. Just one trip to Frisco and you'll never go twice. He came to the city just 1 week ago. His face looked familiar, but his name I don't know. Right down, he pulled out his bankroll and he said with a grin, when you see my glass is empty, please fill it up again. Don't ride the pink pony, don't take LSD, don't smoke marijuana, it's my earnest plea. You're craving a trip, then take my advice, just one trip to Frisco and you'll never go twice.
To do. You got some people walk around the street and try to tell you, if I was you, they always tell you, say, if I was you, but there ain't none of me, and there ain't none of you.
We need a good old case of salvation to put the love of God in.
Hold
baby,
on.
Turn that mic around.
There, we go. Okay, WFMU right over here. Music to a spaz by. With a very special Hillbilly 45s record, kind of made the record skip over there. Well, you know what I'm trying to tell you? It's Whacked Out Hillbilly 45s, a special guest in the studio, Greg Germani.
Dave, my question is this. Are you going to have any listeners at all left
no,
this evening?
No. What we've been hearing out the window is the sound of radios flying out the window.
I just saw somebody jump.
Yeah. And there's somebody else with a guitar writing a song about it. Skeeter Davis over there. And yeah, that's a real big name on this show, huh? I mean that she's like, she had real genuine hits, not fake hits, but real hits.
She certainly did.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that one scraped the bottom of the charts somewhere, but that was her her version of Wayne Rainey's We Need a Whole Lot More Jesus and a Lot Less Rock and Roll.
Wayne Rainey.
That's right.
Why do I know that name? What's his deal? Did he run for office or something? I don't
know. He was like a harmonica player. I think he was from Arkansas. He dabbled in Hillbilly Boogie.
As we all do.
So of course you've heard of him because
I don't know.
You are erudite.
What did you call me, fella? Okay, fine. Oh, we heard some good junkie heroin songs before that. What was that? On the Parker Family Circle record label?
We heard from the Parker Family, Don't Ride the Pink Pony. And I don't know what's up with that because I've never heard of the Pink Pony.
I've never heard of that euphemism. It sounds like a strip joint.
You know, there is, you're more astute than you realize. There is a big, famous, popular strip joint in Atlanta, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Pink Pony. So I don't know, at some point it was, at least for the Parker Family, at some point it was a euphemism for LSD.
Wow. And it featured some loser on there. What was it, Vernon Dent, what's his name, on the Parker Family? It's the Parker Family featuring some guy.
Oh,
Werner Klempler. I don't know.
I don't know.
It don't really people aren't keeping score. It's okay,
it doesn't matter, but it's Ken Davis.
Yeah, Ken Davis, that's right. I don't know where I came up with that other stuff. It's the cold medicine.
Hey, speaking of junkies.
Yes. Yes, yes.
We heard a great junkie song before that. Harry Snyder with a record called The Junkie's Prayer on the major record company, MRC, out of Waynesboro, Virginia.
Major record company.
Hey, you know what's crazy about that is I have that song. I have another 45 by Harry Snyder. It's called The Needle. And it's the exact same recording of the exact same song.
With a different title.
The Needle and the
Genius.
Junkie's Prayer. It's like, these guys knew how to capitalize.
It was like a pro-needle song.
Yeah.
It really made you want to just run out and swap a few needles.
Also, we heard from Willie Nelson with a great murder song called I Just Can't Let You Say Goodbye that he recorded for the RCA record label.
That's great. You would figure that would be a demo for someone else, but he actually recorded that, huh?
Yeah, he did. And you know who else recorded it?
Who? Porter Wagner, right?
Your friend and mine, Porter Wagner.
Yeah. And Moon Mullican before that, doing a Rudy Ray Moore song, I'm Mad With You. Now, I don't know if Rudy Ray Moore wrote it for Moon or Moon just recorded. I just know that when Dolemite came on the show, I was instructed not to play that song. For some reason, there was some history.
Is that right?
Yeah, that Dolemite didn't want to hear that. But hey, he wrote it. He was a talented guy. Anyway, boy. Oh, by the way, before we get off the track, let me just get off the track myself and thank everybody that came out last week to the Cavalcade of Stars at the Tip Top Bar and Grill. It was a real party, so thank you to all the DJs and the listeners and everybody who helped out and the volunteers and all that mess, and we'll try to do that again at some point, huh? It was a lot of fun. So we're having Hillbilly 45 night right over here. Oh, this was great. Before, Greg just left the room just before, and his parting line was, do you want to take a break and we'll play a couple of midget songs? Well, that's pretty much an offer.
That was one of the things we promised, so I wanted to pre-announce.
So we have a short set now of
I get it.
Midget songs. Here we go.
I'm 3'11". I weigh 82 pounds. And the wrinkles in my face shows I'm a man. I don't want no one's sympathy, just a howdy from y'all. My name is Little Jimmy, and little's what I am. Some folks call me a midget, others shake their head and look at me in amazement and surprise. Well, don't get me wrong now. The people I've met I love. My name is Little Jimmy. I've never been ashamed of my size. Can you imagine a full-grown man to stand on a chair, to look in a mirror, to comb the hair on his head? It says on the bus, leave the drive unto us. Well, I have no choice, I'd like a Rolls Royce. I even use a ladder to climb up on my bed. Well, I'm 3'11", I weigh 82 pounds. I'm no bigger than a plain old coffee can. I don't want no one's sympathy, I just hide it from you all. My name is Little Jimmy, and little's what I am. Can you imagine a full-grown man to stand on a chair, to look in a mirror, to comb the hair on his head? They say on a bus, leave the drive unto us. Oh, well, I have no choice, I'd like a Rolls Royce. I even use a ladder to climb up on my bed. Well, I'm 3'11", I weigh 82 pounds. I'm no bigger than a plain old coffee can. I don't want no one's sympathy, just a howdy from you all. My name is Little Jimmy, little's what I am.
Well, if you want to know how Peter Lorre feels about it, just ask him. He's standing right in back of you.
I fell in love with a pretty little girl, a 6'2" maiden. She only wear 200 to wealth and charm, she was a laden. The only trouble that I had when I come out to play, she'd stand up and holler, and this is what she'd say. Shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest. Shove off, short stuff, you're worse than all the rest. Gather up your marbles, go home and let me rest. Shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest. Every time I'd see a girl head over heels, I'd fall. The only trouble seems that they're too cotton picking. Early morning to late at night, I try to make them see these girls and their fellers shouldn't say to me, shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest. Shove off, short stuff, you're worse than all the rest. Gather up your marbles, go home and let me rest. Shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest. Story is a happy one, you'll see. I finally found a fella that's shorter than me. When I found him hanging round the girl that I held dear, I stood up and hollered loud enough for him to hear. Shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest. Shove off, short stuff, you're worse than all the rest. Gather up your marbles, go home and let me rest. Shove off, short stuff, you're nothing but a pest.
Well, just take it easy, Dave. We won't be here long.
Oh, boy, you said it, huh? A diminutive set over there.
Hey, I was going to use that word.
Grabbed it first, sorry. You left it lying there on the counter, and I grabbed it.
You got it.
Bert Klein and Larry Steele, takes two of them to mail a letter. Shove off.
That's right.
That one was that Bert Klein fella.
Bert Klein with 13-year-old Leon Smith on guitar, as they point out on the label. And What I love about that is it's about a guy who gets mocked and treated with vicious cruelty because he's small. He finally gets a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Then some guy approaches his girlfriend to try to talk to her, who's smaller than the victim of the mockery, and the victim of the mockery then turns the cruelty to this other guy. It's a vicious circle. I love it.
It's a very tiny vicious circle.
True life.
In miniature. That was good. That was great. And
also, of course, we heard from a guy named Larry Steele with a song about a guy who's only 3 feet 11. Little Jimmy. Not Little Jimmy Dickens.
Not Little Jimmy Dickens.
Just Little Jimmy.
And Little Jimmy Dickens still walks the earth, don't he?
Yes.
Is he still performing? Is he still in the Opry every week?
I don't know if he's there every week, but he still performs on the Opry. He did a show this summer out in Los Angeles, which is a tremendously rare event. So I guess if the circumstances arise, the right circumstances, he'll even hit the road.
I had a really weird moment seeing George Jones last year. I was out in Seattle visiting Washoe, the talking monkey. And George Jones was out there playing the Paramount Theater. It was half filled and all this. And what he has going on is a PowerPoint presentation when he plays, like, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes, you know? And they have the cavalcade of dead country stars going on behind him, right? So, you see all the, the dead ones. And in the middle of all the legendary dead country greats was Little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh!
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a second.
George.
I think they just didn't want to have to redo it at a certain point,
Wow, I guess they're...
Or at least, he's dead to George Jones. So we'll just leave it there. I don't know if this involves a feud. Who knows?
You were speaking of talking monkeys?
Yes, talking monkeys, and your point being?
That's a perfect segue to J.O. Mac McMillan with String Band doing a song called Monkey Business.
Here it is.
Sweet to me, but now you change your way. You're like a monkey, up and down, you run around all day. You also stay out every night until the clock strikes 3. And if I get you with the goods, I'm gonna cause you misery, because there's monkey business going round your flat. I just heard the organ grinding, babe, I smell a rat. I know this monkey business soon will get me down. Stop your trapping if I can. I'm going down to Three Ball Joe's and get myself a gun. And when you see me coming, babe, you'd better start to run. I know the man that comes around is handsome, slim, and tall. I'm gonna pull that trigger, babe, just to see him jump and fall. Because there's monkey business going round your place. I haven't heard this monkey yet or even seen his face. I know this monkey business soon will get me down. And I'm gonna stop this fooling if I can. You say there's been no fooling around, no playing in my stall. How comes it when my back is turned, you practice Tarzan's call? I know it all, I know it's true, I knew it from the start. So I'm cutting off your turn of greens, I'm quitting you, sweetheart, because there's monkey business going round your place. I haven't heard this monkey yet or even seen his face. Know this monkey fooling soon will get me down, and I'm gonna stop your trapping if I can.
Will Banks, get that chimp.
Say hello. I say, is anybody there? And she say no.
Monkey business.
as the cold wind blow.
Then I heard a big foot hit the floor.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
Who's on that phone? I heard him roar.
Monkey business going on.
Now I hung up that telephone.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
I grabbed a coat and I grabbed a comb.
Monkey business going on.
I grabbed a comb and I combed my hair.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
I said I'm going on over there.
Monkey business going on.
I headed straight for my girlfriend's house.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
Crept up to the door as hot as a match.
Monkey business going on.
I opened the door and I walked in.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
And I popped that big man on the chin.
Monkey business going on.
And about 10 seconds I hit the floor.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
And that big man walked out the door.
Monkey business going on.
My girlfriend said, I'm sorry, huh?
Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
Cause now I see what I done done.
Monkey business going on.
I love that gal, but that little bout,
ooh, ah, 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 ah,
sure cut that monkey business out.
Monkey business going on. Ooh, ah, 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 ah.
You see, Abbott, he don't want to go back in the cage. He's cute.
Now, wait a minute. Just what is on your mind?
You know what's on my mind, Abbott?
What?
I want to take him home and meet Stinky.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll never see me walking down the street with a chimp.
You want me to walk on my hands like the monkey do? I might as well be in the zoo, cause you got me going ape over you. Swing by my tail, except I ain't got none. You make my heart go doodly-dum. Give me a too, cause you got me going ape over you. Yeah, you make me grin from ear to ear just like a chimpanzee. You've got a way of bringing the Tarzan out of me. We'll build a house up in a tree, play kissy face, just you and me. Sing a song of love, cause you got me going ape over you. Stand on my head if you want me to, and walk on my hands like the monkey do. I might as well be in the zoo, cause you got me going ape over you. Yeah, you make me grin from ear to ear just like a chimpanzee. You've got a way of bringing the Tarzan out of me. We'll build a house up in a tree, play kissy face, just you and me. Sing a song of love, da-dee-da-dee-doo, cause you got me going ape over you. Yeah, you got me going ape over you. Steely open boat and do, you got me going ape over you. Steely open boat and do.
Am I dreaming, or did I see a gorilla and a beautiful dame?
It seems as though we've been living in two different worlds. We're
chasing all those city girls. I've got a big surprise for you. When you do get home, you'll find your country girl with hot pants on. You'd never let me wear my dresses way above my knees, but I've seen your eyes bug out when you saw them on TV. So I've been sewing all day long while you've been gone. So tonight you'll see your country girl with hot pants on. If you want a good old-fashioned loving country girl, well, I'd be more than glad to welcome you back to my world. If it's frilly clothes and tinny hose that really turns you on, you'll like your country girl with hot pants on. Cause if you go to town again, I'm not gonna wait. I may not be no raving beauty, but I'm not that far gone. I still look pretty good with hot pants on.
I can't help the way I look when they passed around looks. I thought they said books, and I said, give me a funny one.
Those hot pants were made for you and me. Those hot pants really looking fit just fine. That is on everybody's wife but yours and mine. One glance is all you need to see what I mean. Them hot pants girls are really a mean machine. You're living in hot pants country. Hot pants country sure is nice to be free. You're living in hot pants country. Hot pants country. Living like this will be the death of me. History. Them hot pants are really a sight indeed. They must be the switch that really turns you on. They must be the best thing a girl has ever known. See them pretty girls walking down the street, swishing and swaying them hot pants by the seat. One look at them and you'll know right away. Them hot pants are surely here to stay. You're living in hot pants country. Hot pants country sure is nice to be free. You're living in hot pants country. Hot pants country. Living like this will be the death of me.
Record department, please.
Hello, major record label. He hung up or something. Hey! WFMU right over here. How about, there we go. A little bit of bingo. Cue that up, will you? Oh, he's playing it live in the studio. Dave the Spaz right here on Music to Spaz by a special guest in the studio with all his crazy 45s, Greg Germani from Decatur, Georgia. Hey, Greg.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey. I noticed that we made a very smooth segue from monkey songs into hot pants wearing chicks there. What are you inferring?
Doing the monkey wearing hot pants. It's all part of the same.
What about hot
package?
Pants wearing monkeys?
I like that too.
Okay, well, next time. That was pretty sweet. What was that last song over there?
A crazy guy named I don't know where he dreamed this name up, but I suspect it's a pseudonym.
Yes.
Dink Ringo. Dink Ringo with Hot Pants Country on the Big Five record label out of Hickory, North Carolina.
The Big Five. The Big Five what?
I don't know.
Man.
But
that's good.
I do know this. It was an outstanding record.
It really, yeah, it was a dance number.
If you disagree, please keep it to yourself.
I shan't and I won't. What did we hear before that?
Oh, man, we got kind of on a hot pants country go-go thing.
Can I take them off now?
Joanne and Neil.
Yes?
Daddy was a preacher, but Mama was a go-go girl.
Have there been other versions of that? Because I've heard that number a bunch, maybe.
I have a couple other versions, but that's the version that hits the charts, and I think it's the best version. There's a version out of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Neal, I believe, is... No, I'm sorry. We heard Joanna Neal's version.
Yeah, we did.
I have a version out of New Mexico. I can't remember who did it right now. But Joanna Neal's kicks butt.
It kicks hot pants butt.
Kicks butt even harder and more vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
And the version out of New Mexico is not by any means substandard. It's great stuff. But Joanna Neal, she nailed it.
That was a great one.
And let's see, we also heard from Leona Williams with Country Girl with Hot Pants On.
That was good stuff.
So
basically, the country folk didn't want to be left out of this whole Hot Pants James Brown thing.
Absolutely not.
They were on board with that.
Miniskirts.
The pants fit, wear them.
Miniskirts, hot pants, go-go boots. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, let's do it. We heard another song from Jimmy Martin, right? Jimmy Martin songs.
We had to go with Jimmy Martin twice because I know you and your proclivity for ape and chimp songs. So I had to bring with me a 45 called Goin' Ape by Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. And that was the natural follow-up to two songs called Monkey Business.
Two different songs, but they were very different songs.
Same title, two different songs. We heard Billy Boy Barton. His Monkey Business, that was on the Gulf Reef label out of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And then preceding that, from Columbia, South Carolina, we heard from J.O. Mac McMillan with String Band his own monkey business. Different
with,
song, of
with
course.
Mac in parentheses. It's like he's like it's like McMillan and Wife. That's his nick. That's what Nancy Walker would call him. Is Mac.
It's like,
oh no, Mr. McMillan, sorry. That's like, what Susan St. James called. Boy, am I screwed up tonight.
It's like when you sign your name on a legal document, you sign Dave, parentheses, Spaz, the yeah. Spaz. Dave, Spaz, the Spaz, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, for the FCC documents. Yeah, sure, we gotta do that. That was a whole bunch of monkey and hot pants songs over there. So let's go down the list, okay? So let's see, we hit Hillbillies in the White House, check. Murderers, check. Midgets, LSD, Train Rides to Hell, Billy Beer, Go-Go Dancing, Ladies in Hot Pants, and you're coming up short on the Buford Posser songs. Hey, Sheriff Buford Posser. You don't want to get pulled over by that guy.
I can fix that.
Yeah?
We have a few categories we still have to cross off, but we should probably now cross off Buford Posser from the list. Let's go with... Sheriff Don Page, who is an actual sheriff in Sumter County, Florida, he cut a record called He Died on Route 64, The Ballad of Buford Posser, and it came out on the Lawman record label from Cincinnati, Ohio. Here it is.
Buford Posser was a good lawman. He slept with his pistol close at hand. So many times death had knocked upon his door. But that wasn't how it was meant to be. He didn't die walking tall through Tennessee. Fate stacked the deck on old Highway 64. He had a heart of gold, an open mind. He became a legend in his time. Had a lot of pride and was proud of the badge he wore. A public servant you could call a friend, but no man knows how his life will end. Buford Posser's ended on old Highway 64. All the state line joints had heard his name before the outside world knew of Buford fame. McNary County was wet and Alcorn County was dry. He was always ready when duty called to face the tough rum runners on the midnight haul, then drove down Highway 64 to die. They called him out one summer night where they shot the sheriff and killed his wife. Part of his face was gone where the bullets ripped and tore. Now he was a man with so much to give. He had the guts to fight and the will to live. But he lost the life he loved on old Highway 64. Buford Posser was a good lawman. He slept with his pistol close at hand. So many times death had knocked upon his door. But that wasn't how it was meant to be. He didn't die walking tall through Tennessee. Fate stacked the deck on old Highway 64. Fate stacked the deck on old Highway 64.
Mm-hmm. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
And you're gonna have plenty of time to think. You'll draw duty in a lonely car with nobody to talk to but your radio.
Dear Mr. Policeman, after seeing several television, newspaper, and magazine accounts of police brutality, it prompted me to take paper and pen and just write you a little note of encouragement, 'cause it seems to me like you need a friend. You see, sir, I know that every day you're confronted with drunken driving, dope peddling, vice and murder, riots and looting, just to mention a few. What could be worse than all these things? Now, I don't believe in brutality, Mr. Policeman, and I know neither do you. I'm just an ordinary citizen who has a teenage son. And I've done everything that I know to do to bring that boy up right and make a good citizen of him. But there might still be times when I'll have to call on you. Now please, officer, don't get the idea that I don't love my son. I do, and he's one of the best. And it's just because that I do love him so much that I'm now making this request. Mr. Policeman, should you ever catch my boy drunk and driving, be firm, because careless, reckless driving and running wild has caused you many times to have to try and comfort a grieving mother who has just lost a little child. And if you see my teenage son with alcohol even in his possession, be firm. Make him stop and think. Because thousands of crimes are committed every day by young people under the influence of drink. And officer, if you catch my boy inciting to riot, be firm, cause riots lead to looting, breaking, and burning. Then nothing is safe, our business, our lives, or our homes, not even our institutions of learning. And oh yes, officer, when you catch that dope peddler on the street corner selling to our kids, be firm, and let him scream and let him yell. But before we let him make addicts of our school children, together, let's see him in hell. And sir, should you catch my boy with drugs, be firm, cause you know what an addict will do for kicks. Only to find when the drug is wearing off, they'll rob, steal, or even kill for a fix. Well, Mr. Policeman, I know that you take the highest risk and you make the lowest pay. You're called a pig, shot at, spit on, you're kicked and you're cussed. But if keeping law and order and doing your job requires being firm and strong, then Mr. Policeman, be firm if you must.
We waited 15 minutes. No one came. Nothing happened.
Friends, there's something been haunting me. I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel was in their hands. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May, and it caused two darling little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. As these two little children walked arm in arm along the state highway, their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had run away. As these two little children walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel when around the curve come a speeding car with a drunk man. The drunk man, he saw the two little children, and he hollered with a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fool!" And the car, it brought them back. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy, in a puddle of blood, in the ditch slide, there he lay. The drunk man, he staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done. And he let out a yell that you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. And while kneeling at the running board, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And as the teaching then was called away by the words of his dying son. And he said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy? Why?
Toots, every time I see you, I get hot and cold at the same time. Give me your lips, will you, Toots?
I will not.
Oh, come on.
No, wait.
We've been keeping steady company now for 2 days, haven't we?
Honey, I don't think you appreciate me.
So what's to appreciate? All I want to know is how long we're going to rot in this two-bit town.
I had a good job at that cocktail lounge in New Jersey.
Back to the couch I go. If I've been good, I help her with the household chores and do the things she should. But you let me make just one mistake, and I want you folks to know, just like a duck to the water, back to the couch I go. Somehow I know I'll never please her. I've given up all hope. She knows I'm gonna hang myself, so she gives me the rope. I've washed the dishes, I've done the cooking, I've even tried to sew. There's not a way in the world to please her, so back to the couch I go.
I've slept in bed. I forgot just how it feels. The ridge in the middle of the doggone couch is like a cloud of film. I got a crick in my neck and I'm a nervous wreck. Every muscle in my body is sore. No more. Yeah, back to the couch I go, boys. Back to the couch I go. Let me make just one mistake and back to the couch I go.
He gets worse if you pay any attention to him.
Well, I guess I might as well hang my britches up. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Since she wears the britches, I wash the dishes. She's making my life mighty rough. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Well, my gal got a little job in town. She's a-making more money than anybody around. That's what's a-making my poor heart sad, 'cause she's a-being mean to poor old dad. Well, I guess I might as well hang my britches up. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Since she wears the britches, I sew the stitches. She's a-making my life mighty rough. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Away when I was the one that brought home the pay. She had to be good to poor old dad, or I wouldn't give her none of what I had. Well, I guess I might as well hang my britches up. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Since she wears the britches, I wash the dishes. She's a-making my life mighty rough. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Been thinking about going to work so I could wear the britches instead of a skirt. I really don't mind working real hard, 'cause I ain't lazy, just a little bit tired. Well, I guess I might as well hang my britches up. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Since she wears the britches, I wash the dishes. She's a-making my life mighty rough. I guess I might as well hang my britches up. Yeah, I guess I might as well hang my britches up.
The music stopped.
Yeah, I heard.
We heard it also. That's where we're coming on mic. Music to Spaz by right here at FMU. Dave the Spaz right here with special guest in the studio. Greg Germani with his whole bunch of wacky hillbilly 45s. Oney Wheeler, old Sun Records guy, huh? On that last one?
That's him.
That's the guy.
He cut a bunch of great offbeat honky-tonkers, too.
He jumped right out of that jukebox. Isn't that the guy?
That's the guy.
That's the guy. And his daughter, Karen Wheeler, also,
that's right?
That's
right. She had a few hits in the 70s, didn't she?
Yeah. She was pretty good. She could sing, actually. And so could Oney.
He had a weird nasally voice, but boy, it's identifiable and highly enjoyable.
I'm going to hang my britches up. Man, how do you like that?
I love those late 60s, early 70s country songs that deal with the social revolution.
Women's lib.
There you go. That was about him being emasculated or feeling emasculated because his wife earned more bread than he did. There you have it.
It's the Oprah Winfrey story.
Hey, you people who are record collectors, you people.
Yeah, you people. You people out there, you people.
That was on the MusiCore record label.
Oh, right. George Jones was on that label for a good long while.
Absolutely.
A lot of great stuff on there. And speaking of all you record people, if I could just interject for a second, the WFMU Record Fair, it's starting tomorrow, for crying out loud. Guess what gig I got? I'm working the door tomorrow afternoon.
Are you? That's the first day when the hardcore fees come in?
The $25 thing, yeah.
Holy cow.
I had to do it once. So come on by. It's not $25 all the time, just from 4 to 7. And then after that, from 7 to 10, it's, $6? Unless you clip the ad from the paper, and that's $4. And then Saturday and Sunday, normal stuff. Normal time, normal money. Come in at 10 o'clock, and it's $4 or $6, depending on whether you have a coupon or not. It's on, what, West 18th Street? Between 6th and 7th Avenue, I think? Metropolitan Pavilion. It's the WFMU Record and CD Fair. And there's a lot of stuff going on, and we'll tell you more about that shortly.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, just once a year now, but we knock it out of the park once a year. You know, it's the only way to do it. Everyone's mad because we don't do it twice a year anymore.
I'm not mad.
You know, come on. Come on, get mad at us. But it's our once a year. It would be the annual WFMU Record Fair, so do not miss this. It's the event of the year. So there. What do we hear before that?
Before Oney Wheeler.
Before Oney Wheeler.
We heard another one of those Social Revolution songs, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Hammond on the Hickory record label, Back to the Couch I Go, about a guy who spends way too many nights on the couch because of domestic disharmony. Is that a word?
Yeah, that works.
Also, we heard from Slim Martin, Women's Lib.
He uses a phrase in there, lady policeman.
Oh, he used that word, but I wrote this down because it was so whack. Mm-hmm. As the kids might say, this is the stupidest lyric I've ever heard. Check it out. It would take us. He's talking about women in the military.
Mm-hmm.
It would take a lady so long to dress. This war would be in a mech of a hess. I swear to God, that is exactly what he said.
It'd be in a mech of a hess.
Go back and listen to it in the archives. It's true. So that was Slim Martin, Women's Lib, on the Wagon Wheel record label out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
He got the ladies. That's a great song.
You got the ladies upset.
Yeah, sure.
No doubt.
A Drunken Driver number before that.
Man, Harley Ford, the Drunken Driver on the Mohawk label.
Now, what was the narrative there? It was,
well, a lot of people have probably heard that song because Ferlin Husky recorded that for Capitol. And that's where I first heard it. And I just recently stumbled across this crazy Harley Ford version. I don't know who Harley Ford is, but...
Harley Ford.
But
obviously his real name.
But of course, if you see a song called The Drunken Driver, you pick it up. And then I picked it up and I got it home and it's like, wow, it's the same song as that Ferlin Husky tune, but it's a lot more primitive sounding. Anyway, it's about a drunk driver who runs over his own kids and they look at him. He kills the daughter instantly. His boy looks at him and with his last dying breath says, Daddy.
What?
It was you and Mom we were talking about. We were coming to see you.
It's a mech of a hess.
Oh. Terrible tearjerker.
Well, time to call Mr. Policeman.
Oh, there you go. Hugh X. Lewis before that with Mr. Policeman about, speaking of songs about social upheaval.
And the X stands for exciting.
There you go.
Hugh, oh, and Sheriff Buford.
Oh, man.
Pusser.
Pusser. Hey, you were saying you went to Adamsville, Tennessee to the museum. I
saw the
there.
Death car, the death coffee maker, the death pajamas.
You were there way back 20 years ago.
It probably isn't open anymore.
I was there about 10 years, 12 years ago.
Oh, okay, good.
But that was a long time ago. But
didn't he play? I know that there was those series of Walking Tall movies with Joe Don Baker, but wasn't he alive to play himself or play Joe Don Baker's boss in like Walking Tall Part 4 or something?
Well, if he was alive in any of them, I would think it would have been maybe the first one.
You know, sort of like the way James Dickey was in Deliverance. You know, he just kind of dropped in to see what condition his death car was in.
I know better than to doubt the word of David Spaz.
So that's fine. I'd make stuff up all day long.
I'll go with it. I don't know.
I talk to myself. I drive around with a cardboard cutout of Sheriff Buford Pusser, and I sing and drink with it. It's a lot of fun. We're having a ball right over here at WFMU. And we're running out of time. We got more 45s to get to. And you got a special dedication on this number, huh?
You know what? I just cannot come up here and sit here and yak and run my mouth for 3 hours without sending a song out to my good friend, Debbie D. You were talking about the record fair a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You remember.
Oh, yes, I recall.
She's getting married at the record fair Saturday, 1 p.m., during Rex's show, Fool's Paradise. It's going to be live. It's going to be on the air. You can see it in person if you come to the record fair, and I strongly urge you to do so.
It's going to be a rare appearance by the Gula Go-Go crowd, who are booked to be at the Chiller Convention in New Jersey at the exact same time. So how they pull? They're leaving the Invisible Man over in Jersey.
It's an exciting event. It got me to leave the comfort and luxury of my own home in Decatur, Georgia. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But Debbie's getting married, and I don't have the perfect song to send out to her for a dedication, just a song I know she likes. So that's good enough. This is Bonnie Owens with My Hi-Fi to Cry By.
I turn on my radio each morning around 9 to hear the man announcing it's country music time. He plays the record hits that fit most every girl and guy. Then he plays our song and it's my hi-fi to cry by. I wonder how the man who wrote the song knew to say the words that keep on haunting me day after day. As long as you're here in my heart, there'll be tears in my eyes, especially when I'm listening to my hi-fi to cry by. There must be other broken hearts that feel the same way too, but they don't know the hurt that goes along with losing you. So just to hear that song and live with memories is why I turn on my hi-fi to have my daily cry. I wonder how the man who wrote the song knew to say the words that keep on haunting me day after day. As long as you're here in my heart, there'll be tears in my eyes, especially when I'm listening to my hi-fi to cry by. Especially when I'm listening to my hi-fi to cry by.
One who prowls the lonely streets at night in life is bound to prowl them in eternity.
Each day our little girl waits for you to come home. She doesn't understand why you've been gone so long. She sits at the window and watches for you, and the questions she asks breaks my heart in two. Like, Daddy, when is Mommy coming back home? I miss her so much, and she's been gone so long. Where did they take her? In that big black car? Daddy, can we go get her? Is it very far? Oh, how can I tell her? How can I explain why you won't ever be coming home again? For you were called to heaven and you had to go. But how do I tell her what she wants to know? Like, Daddy, have I been bad? Did I do something wrong? Is that why my mommy isn't coming home? I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll be good from now on. If you'll go get my mommy and bring her back home. My eyes fill with tears till I could hardly see. When she asked me, Daddy, why did mommy leave? I love her so much. Why did she go away? Daddy, is my mommy coming home today? Oh, how can I tell her when I don't know myself?
why God took you away and left us by ourselves. How do I explain why you've been gone so long? When she asked me, Daddy, when is my mommy coming home?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got to play this again. I done played it three times. I got to play it some more. I got to play it some more.
I'm locked behind steel ribbon in a building made of stone. This prison cell will be my home for life. Forgotten men surround me and curse 'cause they were born. Lord, what I'd give to hear a baby cry.
If I could hear a baby cry just one more time,
I could find the future locked inside. Some prisoners call for mama, while others pray to die.
Lord, what I'd give to hear a baby cry.
They tell me I was drinking at that awful time when babies started crying in the night. They say I picked a baby and squeezed him much too tight. What I'd give now to hear a baby cry. Call for mama, while others pray to die.
Lord, what I'd give to hear the baby cry. Lord, what I'd give to hear the baby cry.
Richard, you got it on record. We don't want to do this doggone thing this time and it not be on record.
I spent six lonely years away repenting for my crime, and every hour of every day her love was on my mind. Yes, love's been crucified in stone. I walk with bowed down head to shield our son from wrongs I've done. She told him, Daddy's dead. I walked up to the yard today and saw my son at play. I stood a moment by the fence, then started through the gate. I said, son, your daddy's home. He looked at me and said, why, mom and I live here alone. You see, my daddy's dead. Now when some kindly gentleman can spare a dime, I'm fed. The sidewalk is my living room. A park bench is my bed. I have no strength or will to even care about myself. And every time you pass me by, my poor heart cries for help. Yes, love's been crucified in stone. I walk with bowed down head to shield our son from wrongs I've done. She told him, Daddy's dead.
All right, sober up and try to listen to this.
Little boy, Mommy loves you so. We've got big things to talk about, some things you have to know. And though you're only 4 years old, I know you'll understand that from now on you've got to be Mommy's little man. Your daddy left for good today, but we'll make it just the same. And pretty soon we'll both forget we even wear his name. Now, sweetheart, you must forget, 'cause he doesn't love you like before. But knowing that he doesn't care just makes Mommy love you more. So come on now and let's be big and strong. And please, please don't cry, 'cause he doesn't deserve your tears. 'Cause when he left, he didn't even say goodbye.
Meanwhile, back in the Ozarks. Woo! Music to spaz by right over here. That was what the hell? Jesus Christ. I've heard of Dottie West. I didn't know she was capable of that thing.
Words.
That she just, wait, well, I'm sorry, there you go.
Words just can't explain that. It's just too over the top and off the wall to comprehend and to describe. You've got to hear it. But that was Dottie West with Mommy, Can I Still Call Him Daddy, with her son. I guess he was about 5 at the time. That's actually her son.
Really?
Doing that nasally, abrasive voice.
Adam West?
I don't think it was Adam. I think her son's name was Dave.
Dave West. Dave probably sings just as well.
I just made that up. I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Okay, that was a very pleasant number. Right here on Music Hey, come back here at the microphone, bingo. Right here on Music to Spaz by NFMU, Dave the Spaz right here with special guest Greg Germani in the studio with the wacky Hillbilly 45s. We're going down the list. We're trying to hit every subgenre of country music that we said that we would hit, and we've just about hit almost all of them.
We're getting there.
Daddy's Dead before that, huh?
Earl Scott on the Decca label. about a guy who's not really dead, but he went to prison. So his wife told their kid that, yeah, dad's dead. He's not alive anymore. Forget about him. And also we heard from George McCormick with If I Could Hear a Baby Cry on the Stop label.
And Stop.
That was a... That was a really,
that's a hit in your house, huh?
That was a real tearjerker about a guy who squeezed his baby too tight one night when he was drunk and the baby died. And
if they could work that into a PSA.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Porter Wagoner also recorded that, as you probably already know.
It seems like Porter Wagoner, whenever there was a great crummy country song, Porter Wagoner was right on it.
That's why Porter's my idol.
He is the best.
Let's see, what else did we hear? Leroy Copling and the Ozark Troubadours.
The Troubadours?
Troubadours with a P.
Uh-huh.
Just for the sake of technicalities.
Well, once a troubadour.
When is Mama Coming Home? Another song about a parent who's expired.
Mm-hmm.
A good tearjerker. We love those. And also we heard Bonnie Owens, My Hi-Fi to Cry By. That one went out to Debbie D and Jimmy Fountain. They're getting hitched on Saturday at the record fair. We'll see you guys there.
Yeah, over there at the WFMU Record Fair. That's over there in the Big Apple, West 18th Street, between 6 and... I'm probably getting it wrong. You'll find it. Just go to our website, WFMU.org. You'll find out all about it. We have more important business right now to attend to. Now, let's see. We did Screwball Honky Tonkers, Women's Lib, Hippies, Winos, Suicide, Drunken Odes to Orphan Children, Odes to Sheriff Buford Pusser, Midgets, LSD, Train Rides to Hell, Billy Beer, Go Go Dancing, and what are we leaving out over here? Let's see.
Dave, come on, you know, the phones have been ringing off the hook for this.
High School Drop, no, pro-Vietnam songs.
That's the one.
That's what we got.
This is a good one. Zeke Clements, who wrote this song in like the early 1940s, it was a World War II song, Red Foley recorded it. About 25 years later, he updated it to apply to Vietnam. So this is Smoke on the Water, Vietnam version, and it's on the Gold Standard record label.
It's on a clear gold record, and it's coming to you right now.
There's a glad tomorrow coming, and we hope it won't be long when our boys have won the battle and come home from Vietnam. But until we win the victory, many soldier boys will die. But Old Glory stands for honor, and they'll fight to hold it high. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtake the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountain like it never was before, and the Viet Cong army will go down forevermore. Planes are flying, men are dying, ships are fighting on the sea, to protect the land from bondage and to set the people free. We can't always understand it, but we know what's right and wrong, and we'll fight against aggression over there in Vietnam. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtake the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountain like it never was before, and the Viet Cong army will go down forevermore. Days of Moses, men have fallen, men have died. Uncle Sam helped many nations to preserve their peace and pride. God says faith can move a mountain, so let's put our faith in him, that we soon will have a victory over there in Vietnam. There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtake the enemy. There'll be smoke on the mountain like it never was before, and the Viet Cong army will go down forevermore.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme.
Sam found that I wasn't married, he sent a letter saying, son, don't tarry, I'll make it down to your boat for induction. When you arrive, you'll get further instruction.
They said some training ought to do it, so they put me right through it. Then they sent me on an aeroplane, my destination, Da Nang, Vietnam. Now I'm fighting for the USA, oh, glory in the USA. If you don't like it, call them over here in Vietnam. Well, you can take your complaints to my Uncle Sam. I'm just shooting my rifle like he taught me to do. I'm doing exactly what he wants me to, cause I'm a U.S. soldier fighting for the USA. I go crawling through the swamps and the marshes, stepping on dusty blows and squashes, ducking bullets coming at me from the trees, jumping around, knocking holes in my knees. Bullets flying right and left, got me scared half to death, but I know the job has gotta be done, and that's why they sent me over here to Vietnam. I got captured by the Viet Cong, and for a while I thought I was gonna get home. But they just beat me on my nose, kind of mashed all my toes all the time. He yelled, Yankee, go home. Well, they stretched me, they squashed me, tried to brainwash me, but I snuck up, snuck away. And then I popped up a fight again for the USA. Now I'm fighting for the USA, you're in fighting through American way. If you don't like it, call up over here in Vietnam. Well, you can take a complaint to my Uncle Sam. I'm just shooting this rifle like he taught me to do. I do exactly what he wants me to, cause I'm a U.S. soldier fighting for the USA. Oh, glory in the USA. Oh, glory in the USA. Would you believe I'm a Marine? Oh, glory.
Thank you very much. We would like to continue here with a tune that we've had little or no success with.
I guess I dropped out of school before I learned some things I should've knew. And without an education, everybody told me I were through. So I got myself a guitar, learned to sing, and then I grew long hair. Drop out, now I are a millionaire. I got me 20 gold records in a row hanging in my den. And they tell me I'd do better if I had more education in. I can't even spell bank, but I got $1 million in there. Of me they could curse, cause I make more money in a night than they make in a year. I were a high school dropout, now I are a millionaire. I got me two new Cadillacs sitting in my driveway. All the ashtrays are filled up, I'm gonna trade them in today. I should've only bought me one, but my tax man say I have to have a pair. I were a high school dropout, now I are a millionaire. Now if you're down on education and you're thinking that you might drop out of school, you better stop and think it over. You might end up like this money making fool. Get yourself an education, be a doctor or a engineer.
Son, the party's over.
Fourteen stories above the street, I watched the people below.
I search the crowd that's gathering there for a face I know. The wind whips away my tears as I stare at the ground. Alone I stand on a narrow ledge, and it's 14 stories down. I suppose I knew from the start just how it all would end. I knew you belonged to someone else, but I thought I meant more than just a friend. Oh, honey, why did you lie to me? And why did you make me believe it was love I had found? Now here I am, and I'm all alone, and it's 14 stories down. Just a word from you would stop me, but I know that you won't come. For to be seen here with me would let him know just what we've done. You lied to me, you let me on, then you let me down. Now here I am, I'm about to jump, and it's 14 stories down. As I go now, I'll speak your name with my last dying breath. I hope I can find some peace at last in these arms of death. Let me be a lesson to every fool who runs around. Just like me, he could end up where it's 14 stories down.
I look at this slush and try to remember. At one time I made good movies.
The clatter of the garbage cans in a dark and lonely alley, searching for a bottle with a drop or two of wine. The wino makes his rounds from garbage cans to gutters, running like a wild man to every bottle that he finds. The wine makes him happy for a little while, but his world of fantasy don't last long. Then his frail, lonely body seeks refuge, but he's lost in a world of his own. What would cause a man to give up everything life has to offer and end up with no family, no home, no nothing? Sleeping on the ground in some filthy alley, holding tight in his hand an empty wine bottle. In his eyes a look of sadness, as though he'd just seen the gates of hell. Could it be that he loved and lost? Or could it be that he was lost and unloved? Whatever it might be, it's a pitiful sight to see a man known only as a wino.
I predict that you will not be able to turn this record off.
Lately I've been dining out when my hungry lips need fare. You no longer serve me love, and a heart could starve to death. You push me from the table, it's no longer spread with care. And when a man gets woman hungry, he will find a meal somewhere.
When a man gets woman hungry, he will find a meal somewhere. Malnutrition of the hearts, one disease that I can't fight. It demands that I find love and keeps me prowling through the night, searching for the table you've been failing to prepare. And when a man gets woman hungry, he will find a meal somewhere. When a man gets woman hungry and he's got no food at home, there's a gnawing down inside his heart that will cause a man to roam. He'll play around forbidden fruit, reach out and take his share. When a man gets woman hungry, he will find a meal somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may come as a shock to a few of you in the room, but the show's over.
Way down in Texas, close to Mexico, there's a señorita by the name of Rose. You can see her making tacos all the day, and late in the evening you can hear her say, who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans? My enchiladas, the plenty king. They're just like they make 'em in Mexico, but you'll like them better when they're made by Rose. Oh, Rose is pretty and she's mighty wise, 'cause she advertises with her big brown eyes. All the people gather round to hear her say, who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans today? Who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans? My enchiladas, the plenty king. They're just like they make 'em in Mexico, but you'll like 'em better when they're made by Rose. You should see the fellows gather round when Senorita Rose slaps her tacos down. They all stop eating and help her say, who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans today? Who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans? My enchiladas, the plenty king. They're just like they make 'em in Mexico, but you'll like 'em better when they're made by Rose. She does a dance just to draw a crowd. You can hear the fellows whistle loud. They all tell her yes in a great big way. We'll buy your tacos and your chili beans today. Who'll buy my tacos and my chili beans? My enchiladas, the plenty king. They're just like they make 'em in Mexico, but you'll like 'em better when they're made by Rose.
Have you not enjoyed the evening's festivities?
Wow, I think that's about it. Right over here at WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. The end of the music to spaz by, the singles going steady. Well, we're always playing the 45s every week, but it was a real treat having Greg Germani down here. He flew these 45s up here on a big old airplane. You brought these up here.
And Dave.
Yes?
Let me say thanks, man. Thanks a million for having me. You had me once before. I figured that was it. You learned your lesson. But damn, you had me back.
You got a lot of 45s, man. It's a lot of fun. Look at this. We could go 3 more hours here. We're just getting into a taco kind of mood. I'm getting hungry.
Hey, this is no lie. You know what was next if we had time?
Yes, sir.
Leon Payne. Pedro, the hot tamale man.
No, that'll be next time.
Maybe next time.
I'm a big Leon Payne fan.
But we ran out of time.
Good guy. Okay, so the taco song.
Billy Gray and the Western Okies.
Mm-hmm.
That was done for the Decca record label. Who Will Buy My Tacos? I think that was about 1958 or so. Billy Gray was the guitarist for many years for Hank Thompson's Brazos Valley Boys. And before that, we heard a couple of Porter Wagoner songs. Woman Hungry, one of my all-time favorites. And another of my all-time favorites. I can't get enough Porter Wagoner, by the way.
He's pretty great. I can't tell which one's better, Wino or Woman Hungry.
Man, Wino preceded Woman Hungry.
Yeah.
And then before that, we heard a suicide song.
Good times. Yeah.
It's all about fun.
Yeah.
Don Bailey, 14 Stories Down. Terry fell in front of that with IR.
Is he okay? Oh, never mind.
Yes, he is okay because he's a millionaire. IR a Millionaire was the name of the song.
IR a Millionaire. That's so good.
He dropped out of school, adopted a hillbilly shtick, started recording records.
Really?
And made it big.
So his records really should say drop out. A dropout.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good 45 thing. Be a dropout.
And before that, we satisfied all those listeners who were calling in and clamoring for pro-Vietnam 45s.
And we got them.
And we heard, in that vein, we heard from Jerry Reed.
Oh, the late, wonderful Jerry Reed. Huh?
We love that guy. He's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard Fightin' for the USA, done for the RCA label. In front of that, we heard from Zeke Clements, Smoke on the Water, the Vietnam version.
That was great. Thanks for coming down, Greg. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks again for having me. I really enjoyed it myself.
And you're going to be down there at the WFMU Record Fair, and I'll be down there. And you, I'm talking to you right over there by the radio, you will be down there too at the WFMU Record Fair. We got to get out of here. Pat Duncan is up next with the Pat Duncan Radio Show. Thank you. Come on, Bingo. Let's go. We got to get out of here. Good night.
I want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Yeah.